Dear Reverend Sister John, Brother Sam, and my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I always listen to the interesting conversations between father and daughter or father and son. Now there is an interesting conversation between a father and his son when they were having the dinner. While having the chicken soup, this little boy, his son, asked his father, "Are bugs good to eat, Dad?" You know the bugs, you know, like. So this father was quite upset and he said, "My dear son, this is not the right time. We are having the dinner. This is not a right question. Please, we can discuss it later." And he kept quiet, and this little son, he was quite upset with the answer of his dad. And so after the dinner, actually, this father approached the son again and asked, "Come, little Johnny, now ask, what were you asking me? I didn't follow you." And he said, "I asked, Dad, are bugs good to eat?" And he said, "No, it is not good to eat. And why did you ask me that?" And this little Johnny said, "It is gone. Because in your chicken soup there was a bug, and that's why I asked." So it is too late, my dear Dad, to discuss about that. So today we have something interesting about bread, eating bread. You know, I like the word companion in Latin. Cum, the literal meaning of cum means with. And panis is bread. So the literal word companion, and today we are also celebrating the world's friendship day. Someone says it is July 30th, and I have seen also a couple of Google in the website telling today August 1st as the world's friendship day, whatever be the case. It is like someone with whom I share bread. Companion is someone with whom I share bread. And today, Jesus sharing his own body and blood with us. And he becomes an intimate companion, an intimate friend, the most intimate friend that we can ever have in our lives. So who is the best friend? Who is your intimate friend? If I ask someone here, what would be your answer? I just want to ask one of our altar servers today. Who is your intimate friend? Who is your best friend? Sorry. Lucky Shaw. And?
Logan Shaw.
Huh? Logan Shaw. Logan Shaw? That's the name of your friend? Huh? The same name? Okay, sorry. I'm just kidding. This is my difficulty. It's my second language, and sometimes it's hard to say. It's like I used to say, "I'm very beautiful," instead of saying, "I'm handsome." You follow? So it's all because of my language issues. I'm from India, as sister introduced me. And I'm here in the Archdiocese of Indianapolis at St. Joseph's Church, not at Shelbyville, but in Plainfield. So I'm a sacramental minister. I'm also doing my doctoral program, my PhD studies at IUPUI in the School of Social Work. And So let's get back to our business. I just want to, each of us is a unique expression of God. And only together, as together Vincentian Church and Vincentian family, parish community, we do reflect the image of the Triune God. Together we do. We reflect the image of the Triune God. So therefore, the reading that we heard from the Old Testament, manna is regarded as a classical example of the providential care of God in the Bible. That's why they refer this with the conversation with Jesus. Moses gave manna, and Jesus corrects them. It is not Moses who gave bread from heaven, but the Heavenly Father. The Heavenly Father is the divine provider who provides the bread. So actually there is a discussion. This discussion is all about the material bread and, on the other hand, the spiritual bread or spiritual communion. So the unction or the longing that we have should be for the spiritual communion. So the material food, like we work a lot, we spend a lot of hours spending our energy, dedicating all our energy for getting the material bread. But how often and how much time do we offer and dedicate to receive this Holy Eucharist from this sacred altar? How often and how much time do I really spend to have that kind of function, to receive the heavenly bread, to receive the divine bread? So that is all about my reflection for the gospel today. And people followed Jesus because there was the last Sunday we discussed about how Jesus did the multiplication of loaves. That small little boy shared that 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, and Jesus worked miracle feeding 5,000 people. So it's because they had this taste, and they wanted to eat from Jesus, and they wanted to see a sign again. That's why these people were following. So do we really look for Jesus for signs after receiving many gifts from him, or do we look for Jesus for Jesus? So that is different. Do we look for Jesus for Jesus? I know it's kind of a philosophical thinking, but let us thank the Lord. I was just looking into some of the statistics about poverty, about hunger. Literally 4,000 people die every day due to hunger in the world. 4,000 people literally die every day because of hunger. And out of that, 50% of the people, like 2,000 people, are below 5 years of age, which means children are dying. Like 2,000 children are dying literally every day because of hunger. And there is a lot of need, and the whole world is in need. And I am today, not because of the hungry in my diocese or hunger in the diocese. It is hunger for the souls. We have 78 young seminarians being trained in my diocese of Kowloon. Kowloon, Q-U-I-L-O-N, which happened to be the first diocese in India, erected in the year 1329, and Jordanus Catalani was the Dominican friar, became the first bishop of my diocese. And St. Thomas the Apostle came to India in 52 AD, and he is the reason that I am here. So St. Thomas the Apostle built 7 churches, and the one church is Koilon, which is my diocese, and my Bishop Paul Anthony, he has conveyed his blessings and prayers to all of you here for all the parishioners in St. Vincent and St. Joe's parishes, and he asked me to convey, because we have 78 seminarians, 58 of them, just like Brother Sam, doing their the pre-graduation studies, and 20 of them doing their theology and philosophy. So I know it's too much for the bishop to meet the expenses those seminarians, and I know I also joined after my grade 10 to become a priest. So it's very young age. I met all those seminarians before coming to US, just to chat with them, to talk to them about their longing for Jesus and their aspirations and their to just to motivate them, and what, just to hear from them what are they going to do after becoming priests. And they share wonderful stories, wonderful things, and I really liked. Just to conclude today, just to you and I who are trying to immerse ourselves in the pages of the gospel, just these two fundamental questions that I want to ask, which are the most pointed expressions for us. And secondly, are we persistent enough to find Jesus after receiving many gifts from him? And as I said, you will offer whatever, just even if you are not able to offer any money for this purpose, just offer us a small little prayer for these seminarians, 78 seminarians, which is a huge number, and will be ordained in another 10 or 12 years of time, to work for the glory of God, to work to establish the kingdom here on earth. And I love being here celebrating Mass with all of you, and I also assure my prayers to all of you, and you are all wonderful faithful community. And keep me also in your, please keep me also in your prayers. I'm also doing my doctoral program, which is so intense, the coursework and the dissertation and research hereafter. It will take like a couple of years, 5-6 years. I just started last September, so I know how hard it is going to be, but I know your prayers would work, and I highly encourage all of you to pray for me. And let's say all prayer, Hail Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us all stand and pray.